I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hello, chickens. Ooh, episode 2 of The Horror of Fang Rock ends with a blood-curdling scream. Reuben doesn't sound like he's doing too well down there in the coal scuttle. it's kind of fun. Like, there's, you know, the first episode we barely get to see any kind of alien-y business. There's some green lights and the sound of possibly electricity or a Geiger counter. Like, you know, alien business just always sounded like... just weird noises. but in this second episode, there's a couple more little bits of alien-y business. I mean, Leela gets to blow the foghorn for one thing, which she seems to be relishing, just like hanging on that that bit of technology, pulling the bell, and it goes, and then she looks out the side and sees a green glowing thing that looks, for all intents and purposes, like some seaweeds stuck on a balloon. At least that's what it always looked like to me when I was a kid. But yeah, it's just a little bit of glowing business. And then the people are rescued from the ship that crashes. All the posh people, none of the crew, apparently, just the posh people got off. Reuben hears Leela telling the doctor that she saw something and said it glowed like fungus, which I kind of love as an idea. And the Reuben interprets this as... the meaning it's the return of the beast of Fang Rock. Like, last time the beast came, he's got like a whole story about it. The last time it came, two crew were dead. It happened in the 1920s. Like, it's hilarious. Which I don't really know what year this is, if that happened in 1920. but it's certainly when they were electrifying this thing. There's an angry posh man who is just like the worst stereotype you've ever seen, just yelling and screaming the whole time, ordering people around, demanding brandy, but apparently there's no liquor in the lighthouse, which, you know, I guess because otherwise they'll get all angry like they do in that film. The doctor turns up and asks the posh people, where are the ship's crew? Bless you, doctor, for thinking of the workers. Like, really, where are they? I am completely freaked out. And then the doctor gets really angry and panics and screams at them because they haven't met yet. I love this. That's Tom Baker's interpretation of, you know, the doctor's an alien, so he behaves in an unexpected and weird way. So just like being like, oh my God, we haven't met yet. Like, that's the most important thing. Berserk. And then one of the crew does turn up, Harker. He worked on the boat and he drags in what's left of Ben. Ben was the other lighthouse worker who died in the previous episode and was then seen getting up and walking about, maybe. So the young lighthouse guy gets completely freaked out by this, doesn't want to go back down there, doesn't want to shovel the coal anymore, like he's, you know, completely not okay. So the doctor explains to Leela once Vince goes on off upstairs, he's like, oh, yeah, Ben's been, like, they all think that Ben somehow, you know, gotten torn on the rocks in the sea, but the doctor's like, no, he's been through a post-mortem to study human anatomy. And I'm like, this is grim, like this is really gross for a kid's show. It's, and also like he's right there between the doctor and Leela, but we never see him, even though they're kind of like hunching down. So we're just constantly imagining what has happened to his body. Like it's, you know, because we kind of saw there was, you know, a bit of maybe clothing that was dragged in, but that we don't really get to see what it is. So there's like the director of this, Patty Russell, she's done an amazing job of like making us think about what we can't see. Like that is, yeah, it's kind of gross. Because, you know, sometimes when you see something, you're like, oh, yeah, that's a bit disgusting, but I don't really care. But when you can't see something that's frightening, it is twice as frightening. Like, you go, oh, it's just there. It's like, pan down so I can see it. And it, you never do, so it makes it even more terrifying. Yeah, it is gross. And I do love the doctor, you know, when the young bloke who is freaking out and, you know, Ben started walking again. I saw him, he was dead, he'd stopped breathing and then he was up and about, and the doctor's like, oh yeah, electricity does strange things. Like just leaning into their suspicion and their superstition about this new technology. Just like, ah, oh, yeah, that'll calm his nerves. Like, oh, yeah, he was still dead. It was just the electricity. Had him up and about again. And you're like, oh, wow, this is kind of weird and bleak and strange. Then when the doctor and Leela go outside again to have a look for whatever's out there, and the doctor gets his compass out and is like, oh, yeah, there's a lot of electricity around. And there's, like, dead fish floating in the water. That I think Leela found that in the last episode, but we see them again. They just look like rubber fish floating, but still, it's, you know, it's gross. And there's like the green glow kind of thing. The doctor's like, oh, you know, there's heaps of electricity. So I'm gathering when the light goes out is the creature kind of sucking the electrical energy out of the lighthouse, or maybe, I don't know. It's and then that when the doctor points out that the fog has been generated by the creature as kind of like a smokescreen kind of thing, like to kind of hem them in, and he's like, why is it behaving desperately? Why is it being so clandestine? He's trying to work out. He's like, oh my god, I think it's mounting an attack on the lighthouse. Which he goes and tells the posh people. And just as he sounded panicked and distressed that they hadn't met before, when he comes in and says, we're under attack, we could all be dead by morning, it's kind of like jokey. It's like, oh, yeah, we're under attack, we could all be dead by... Like, I just love that that's the way Tom Baker has chosen to play the Doctor. Just like, yeah, I'll be completely serious about this, you know, quite flippant moment, and then I'm going to be completely flippant about this very serious moment. So mad. But yeah, I do love that he's worked out that there's an alien presence, because, you know, he's put together that something fell out of the sky, the fog's not natural, there's electricity, and it obviously doesn't know what humans are like, otherwise why would it need to do an autopsy on someone? I love that there's like a scene with the rich blokes kind of having a fight over the reason the shouty one wants to go back to London so quickly is because the guy that's a member of parliament that keeps talking about his time in India as a colonel, he's obviously let something slip. So there's some sort of insider trading business going on. He tries to get Harker, the seaman, to send a telegram, like, or use the telegraph to send something via Morse code. At which point Harker gives us a little bit of angry exposition about what happened to the captain of the ship. He's obviously passed away during the crash because this guy was being so urgent about going fast in the fog to get to London in a hurry because he wants to make a lot of money. He's, you know, he's gonna come a cropper. We can see that. He's going to be in trouble. And then Reuben goes downstairs to shovel coal because he can see his little mate is terrified about going back down there. And then when Reuben's down there, we hear the blood-curdling scream and the credits roll, and that's the end of the episode.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.